You must come with me now, Mr. Redford. Quickly. There isn't much time, Tanlin said. But at first, Tony didn't hear her. He was still staring at the machine with Lizzie's face. It was standing there like a frozen statue. Its eyes were still staring out lifelessly. Some smoke was coming from one of its eyes. How did you know what to do? I mean, how did you stop it? Tony asked. I can explain that later, Mr. Redford. Later. But first we have to get out of here. Through the window. At first, Tony couldn't believe his ears. What are you talking about? We have to wait here. The police will want to ask us a lot of questions about this thing here. He pointed to the robot. It looked and smelt more like a burnt-out machine than a human being now. No, Mr. Redford. We can't wait for the police and all their questions. It will take far too long. Come with me. Tanlin gripped his arm and pulled him out of bed. Her grip was as strong as the grip of the terrible machine with Lizzie's face. But I can't, I mean my clothes, he said. He was wearing only a thin cotton hospital nightgown. She pulled him with her towards the window. She could hear noises at the end of the long hospital corridor. She knew that people were coming. We can't wait, she said. She carried him out of the window and down a fire escape just outside the window. When they got to the street below, a few people were walking along it. They stopped and stared at the strange sight. One of them told a newspaper about it later. I was walking along the street when I suddenly saw a tall, thin woman. She was carrying a man in her arms, almost like a baby. He was wearing some kind of nightgown. At first I thought I was dreaming, but she pushed him into a car and drove away. I even heard her say, I'm glad I learned to drive these primitive machines of yours. Those were her exact words. She had a strange accent. It wasn't very strong. But I don't think she was English, the man said. Tanlin took Tony first to his flat, where he got some clothes. And now we must go to Southampton, she said. Tony followed her back to the car. Why do you want to go there? I mean, shouldn't you tell the police about Shandor? He asked. There's no time for that. I've told you that before. We must get to Shandor before he finds out what has happened to his robot. And Shandor isn't a case for your police, Mr. Redford. His case is for other people, somewhere else, not here, she answered. They got into her car and drove through the night towards Southampton.